Oh. Oh. All the way back.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
Oh, here we go. We live, baby. Y'all, man, we had some crazy technical difficulty today. For the last 25 minutes, we've been trying to get the show live, and I'm still not sure exactly what happened. I got on the tech support for StreamYard, and they got me up and running. Goodness gracious. Thank you to my guests for being patient with me. They been rocking with your boy. Let's get them in here real quick. Joining us today. Super funny, all the way from Philadelphia. I believe he hails from Philly, if I'm not mistaken. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mike Worm. Mike Worm, how are you, bro?
Hey, man, I'm blessed. You sure we live?
We absolutely live right now, yes.
All right. No, man, everything's good, man. Everything's good. I'm comedian Mike Worm. God bless you.
Hey, very, very, very dope. Hey, I had a chance to rock with this young man last week. Stopped by his room. They're broadcasting a show I did called Tags, and wow, man, what a great comedy room. The vibe was great all night, and it was because of him. The show, Ferg. What's up, Ferg? How are you, buddy?
What's up, man? I'm glad we up and running, man. I was like, hey, man, we got it, though. That's all that matters. We up
and that's all that matters. And how about this? Don't nobody know that we not. It was fucked up. Nobody know.
Don't nobody know but us.
Nobody know. Victor Marshall, yes, we're here. Victor Marshall knows because he comes every day and he's like, Rodney, where you at? And here we are. We are on YouTube. We're on the Facebook. And please, if you haven't already, let's not forget to subscribe, like, and share the broadcast if you haven't already. All right. Finally, join us this morning. One of my favorite people, really nice lady. She's a wife, a mother. A comedian, and her plate is always full, but she's always nice and cordial. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Miss Flo. So amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I love the idea of having a statement in your name. Like, is this something that you thought about? Like, Flo, so amazing. You're making a statement that you're freaking amazing. Talk to me about that.
Facts. Yeah, that's how I came up with my name. Not because I wanted to be a rapper, because they like your name is like a rapper name. Like how you put that with comedy. But it puts pressure on me because you can't be Flo so amazing and go up there and your flow is off. So it's all in my delivery. So every time I go up there, I know I have a job to do to prove my name, why my flow is so amazing. So, yeah, I just try to make sure the stories and the things I tell just flow. So amazing.
I really love that because when I'm at my best, I'm flowing. You know, when I'm at my best, my vibe is right. Everything flows. I was at Ferg Room the other night and I was really able to create. I love spaces where I can create. Ferg, you aggregated a great space for people to just creative in that space. I mean, from the vibe, from the books on the wall to the musical instruments on the stage. Talk to me about creating this room, bro.
Man, it happened on accident, actually. It was my homeboy's room, and he was like, hey, bro, I'm moving to Virginia. You want the room? I'm like, hell yeah. I needed the LA gym, like, just for jokes. And I've been there, you know, since last December, and it just get every week it be packed. And like, you came in the week where it's packed always, but it's getting even more packed where, like, we got to, like, move chairs and tables and stuff out the way to get more people in there. So we just been plugging away, and people in the neighborhood come back every week. So
I'll be there Thursday. Yeah, because my premiere for Tags is Thursday.
Good stuff. I might pop in again, man, because the vibe was so crazy, man, and had a great time. Mike Worm, thank you for coming on the show today, man. You're a comedian, but you had some tragic that some it could have been tragic.
It could have been.
It could have been tragic. You got we talked about off air a little bit. You was a wrestler, and you were wrestling, and some of your teammates fell into you, which caused you to be a wheelchair ridden. Talk to me about it, man. How did it happen?
All right, because I was gonna jump into his room and everything, but since he said it's packed, that's what made me just say, no, I don't want to hit nobody's feet while I'm in there and just get on people's nerves before I hit the stage. You know? But they wouldn't know me first. I would have just been that guy in the chair messing with people until I got on stage. But no, I was in a wrestling accident back in 2005. Two of my teammates was playing around before the match and landed on the back of my neck by accident, breaking my C5 to C7 spinal cord. But like I said, all glory to God, you know, the way the universe works. I'm not playing sports, but I'm doing comedy, and that's giving me a chance to open up for great people like Rodney Perry, Ali Sadiq. I'm in a movie with Michael Blackson called Coney Montana. If y'all want to look that up, and I've been traveling all over the world now, so I'm good.
Hey, where did your name come from, Mike? Talk to me about Mike Worm, man. Where did that come from? Because it seemed like you—that's like a hip hop. You know, we look at 50 years of hip hop.
Yeah, you know how crazy it is, because people kept telling me, they was like, "Yo, you need a stage name. You need a stage name." So I was trying to come up with different stage names in Philadelphia. I used to smile a lot, so I called myself Pretty Smiles. Then I got in trouble with that because there was a guy named Pretty Smiles.
There's a girl name somewhere.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a guy too named Pretty Smiles as well. And I was about to get beat up. I'm like, wait, all right, let me just
hold on, bro.
Switch it up. Let me switch it up. Then I found my biological family, and they actually, because I was adopted when I was 18 months old.
Oh, so wow.
They were like, hey, Worm. And I'm looking like, Worm. They gave me a nickname. I'm like, how did you even have time to even give me a nickname? I was already gone.
We just met, though.
But they said I used to squirm around like a little worm when I was a child. So I said, you know what? Let me just use that and break it down into something nice. So
they had memories of you as a baby.
Yeah. They had memories as a baby. And now y'all have memories as Worm is an acronym now, which stands for Witnesses of Real Miracles. And that's what I stand on all the time.
I love that. I love that, Mike. Hey, witnesses of real miracles in the building. I see you, Charles Hopgood. Hey, man, we're all witnesses of miracles, man. I was telling my daughter, my kids went off to school this past week. My baby, 13, she went off to her eighth grade year of school. I got two in college that'll be headed out. And my Navy daughter went to a school in San Diego. And as I was giving them, you know, daddy's words as they were going to navigate, you know, is find a way to be thankful every day, because every day is a win. Every day you get to fill your lungs up with air, it's a win, man. And I don't know, man, as I process my journey personally, you know, on this comedy journey, it's been so many wins. Like, I don't have the luxury of ever being out of sorts, because I've won so many times. Ferg, As you start to evaluate your wins, man, talk to me about winning, bro, and how many times you've won it on this journey.
How many times I won it? I ain't even think about it like that. I just be going every day. I would say, man, it's been a lot of wins, man. I don't know how God set it up, but he just set it up whimsically. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right.
Like, my wins have been like working in while I was doing comedy, I was a production accountant at Tyler Perry Studios.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't know that. Comedy.
What'd you say?
I said, I didn't know that. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was, in the daytime, I'm on set 14 hours a day. Then I get off, and then I started getting calls. And I remember Ronnie Jordan hit me up, and I was sitting at my desk like, what? Why is he calling me? Right. And he was like, hey, Ferg, I see what you're doing. And I'm like, yo, come here. And then ever since then, it's just been like,
wow.
I've been under the tutelage of the drunken master a little bit.
The drunken master.
Hey, this thing, I think about Ferg,
you never know what he's going to say.
When I think about you, I don't remember you being a Rudy Poot. Like, I remember you kind of early on when we was all at you know, Cloud Nine. I remember you around then. And then next thing I know, you was like one of them niggas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did it seem that fast for you?
I don't even know when that started.
He don't know when he was that nigga. He probably don't even know he that nigga now.
Oh, he know. He know. I seen him on stage. I seen the swag.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike Worm, man. Like you said, you've been through so much, man. And I love what your name being an acronym. What do you love about comedy, bro?
Oh, shoot. One, not having to stand up to do it. That was going to be the hardest part. I was like, well, I got that checked off the list. I just got to be funny now? All right.
It is less stress sitting down because I have did comedy sitting down. It's less pressure. So you're in a good situation. Yeah.
Less pressure, still full pressure because I'm trusting people to put me on a stage because I haven't seen a wheelchair accessible stage yet. Shout out to all the non-wheelchair accessible stages.
There is one though in Tacoma, Washington. Nate Jackson Super Funny Comic Club is wheelchair accessible.
That's awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to take away from me.
You're right. He might be the only one that I've been in.
Yeah. And that's how we met, Rodney. We met down in Houston when I stayed out there. And we did this show some spot in the Southwest. I remember I drove there and they put me up on stage first, but the stage was high, bro. It took like a flight of stairs to get on that stage. And I said, you know what? Let me just, all right, do it. I'm a comedian. I'll just go ahead and do it. They're going to love me for this. And I got up there scared, but I went through the whole set, did my little 20 minutes, got off. Then Rodney got up there. Rodney was like, all right, first off, let's give it up for this brother in the wheelchair. Yeah. I mean, it take a lot to not do comedy. But just to get up, you see the stage. Now I'm not getting up there. Rodney never got up there. Rodney never got up on that stage. He did his set from the floor. I'm sitting over here looking at him like, why ain't that some shit? I can just stay down here, man. But you told me I don't have to get on every stage to be funny, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know what, dude? I remember that moment vividly too, man. And you. When you're quote unquote able bodied, you know, you take that for granted. Like, I'm a stroke survivor. So when I came back from my stroke, I could get on and off a stage, no problem. But my energy in terms of I was a really high energy comedian. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have that no more. But I still had my wits. So Like you'll even see me now. I don't move a lot on stage like I used to.
Yes, man.
Because I don't have to. You know, I've learned from that experience, my life experience, that I could really be really funny without a whole lot of movement. And unless I absolutely have to move, I don't really move. Like, I think every move should be purposeful on stage. What's your thoughts, Flo, in terms of your movement on stage? Because you said it takes some of the pressure off of you when you're sitting down.
Yeah, when you're sitting down. But I'm not a mover at all. Yeah, I don't know if it just... I started out and I never was a mover. And I just kind of stayed that way because just standing in the paint always been comfortable. I feel like when I move, it kind of throws me off. Just because I started as a comedian, just flat foot delivering the material. And then even as a child, I was never animated. I was just funny. It's just what I said happened to be funny. But I can't imagine moving. I have tried it a little bit, but every time I move or try to do something different from what I'm used to, it throws me off. Yeah, because it's just like once I'm up there, my mind is just like in a zone to deliver this funny a certain way. So moving, I can't move. Yeah, I move a little bit. But,
I'm Roddy Perry. You're tuning in Roddy Perry Live. Mike Worm is in the building. My man Ferg and Flo So Amazing. Here we go, guys. Give me this. You're putting together a time capture that people will look at many years from now to show the world who you are. Ferg, what are you putting in the time capsule? You got three items.
Three items. It's gonna be a phone. It got to be some sort of link to something that I was doing in the time capsule. How they're gonna find you.
A link.
Link. They go like, what is this? Scan it. Boom. It's all your memories and everything. That's all you need. Right? That's all you need. Let me see. Some sea moss, because that'd be getting me through, and some weed, maybe. And God.
And God. I heard that.
Now do you take any particular kind of sea moss? Like, what's your sea moss of choice?
I take Irish sea moss, regular one.
Oh, yeah. I see
moss. Okay. I ordered the gummy bears off motherfucking Amazon. I love them shits.
Gummy bears?
I know it's wrong. Like I can say we still do that. But.
That's probably not real sea moss. What you think, D-Fur? Yeah.
Gummies, you be like, gummy sea moss. That don't even make sense.
That don't even go together. But them shit taste good. And
they do taste good.
I might want you putting together your time capsule. People gonna find it 50 or 60 years from now. And what are they gonna be able to tell about you from these three items?
I'm gonna first put a spoke in one of them.
A spoke?
Yeah, so they can know that wheelchairs need to be invented at this time too, bro.
You
so
need a ramp.
Exactly. I was gonna say a piece of cement so they know how to build a ramp. Because you need the ingredients in the cement. And the last part, I'd probably put a tooth in there, bro, just to see how old this capsule really is. Because, you know, they be digging it up, lying about how old it is, and then 10 years later, it's been 200,000 more years older than that. You know,
how about that? Flo, so amazing. You're putting together your time capsule. People are going to look back at this 50 years from now and be able to tell about the moment you lived in. What do you put in the time capsule?
I think a link, a good idea, so they can see the material I put out to the world, and
let me see some of your stand up.
You're right.
You'll play it on.
Would they go play it on? I don't know. D first said link. I thought that was good.
I like that. I'm not gonna ask no more questions.
And let's see. Let's put a wig in there. I'm a true wig wearer.
Wait a minute. Wig on right now?
Huh?
You ain't got no wig on right now.
Yeah, they just make the scalp look like real scalp meat. And then what else would I put in there? That's a good question.
Never know. You would have got me. I wouldn't never know. Anyway, go ahead.
And probably some type of encouraging word, because I like to make people laugh and encourage them at the same time. That's my time capsule.
Wow. You know what? Y'all gave some great stuff. I'm gonna have some ignorant in my time capsule. I'm gonna have
what you got.
When y'all say a link, I'm gonna have my link gonna go to Pornhub.
I believe it. I believe it.
I'm what linking. Category.
What category? That's a great question, Ferg. What category? Ebony stepmoms.
Stroke gay.
Ebony stepmom. I'm a big fan of the Ebony
stepmom world. Hey, I got a question, Roddy. How do you take your link off of Pornhub anyway? I'm just asking for a friend.
You know what? I'll tell you offline. Hey, man, so much stuff going on in this world. Luckily, we're comedians and not full-fledged actors. I've been known to act and whatnot, but we're in the midst of a strike, a writer's strike. Does AI scare you, or are you ready to lean into it? Flow So Amazing.
AI seems to be helpful because they got this new app called, I don't know it, but D-Ferg knew it, where you can speak into it and it can help you put together stuff. So I think it could be helpful. Yeah, I think it'd be helpful. Marvin Hunter was showing me. What is it called?
Chat GPT.
Chat GTP. I'm about to be using that. So I think there's some use for it. Hey, I'm not intimidated.
You the tech guru, man. I mean, you can't be afraid of it. Yeah. What's your thoughts with ChatGPT?
I like it. I've been using it for you, like before it was like super duper hot. Okay. I was like, what is this? And then everybody in the office I be with, they use it all the time to help create stuff. It don't necessarily replace a human. It just help you a little faster.
Right, give you some ideas.
Put in one time, I was like, give me a treatment. I had an idea for a movie. I asked for a treatment, and I gave the details of the movie, and it spit the shit out in like 20 seconds. It would have took me months to do shit.
Mm-hmm. That's somebody's job.
You gotta go back in. Yeah, and then but you still got to go back in and fine-tune it, because it's just giving you random information.
Right. But it's still helpful. It's a start. Yeah, I like it.
What are y'all doing?
Or AI, does it concern you at all? Like, I'm an old nigga, so I don't even self check out.
Okay.
Oh, I be stealing.
Yep, you.
Bruh, look, my hands, right? Like they just can't pick up everything. So I just throw everything on the part where you're supposed to already put it on. And so I go backwards, you feel me? And then I look like I'm struggling, which I probably am, because I just can't pick up milk the way I want to. That's why I got to go skim milk to get down a little bit. So once I scan it one time, and if it didn't scan, I just put it back. I just put it in a bag. 72 items come out to $3.75. I'm good.
I love it.
Yep.
They wouldn't stop me anyway.
Missing out, Rodney.
Yeah, come on, Rodney.
Start self-checking out.
Hey, man, I don't believe I be in Publix and these people be waiting in line to spend their own money to check their own self out like they work here. I'm totally against this shit.
But I think eventually it's going to all be self-checkout. They trying to get you ready. It's going to be all self-checkout.
Well, you know what? I completely agree, Flo, and I hate it. Fucking hate it. All right. Speaking of self-checkout, here we go. Next bit to the show. Is ask Chat GPT. Let's ask Chat GPT. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna ask Chat GPT, who is Rodney Perry?
Oh, that's crazy.
Who is Rodney Perry? I got no other information. Who is Rodney Perry? Here we go. Wow, this shit is fucking typing. Okay. Rodney Perry is an American comedian, actor, and writer. He's known for his stand-up comedy and appeared on various television shows, including Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family and The Monique Show. Perry has also hosted, participated in comedy tours and events. Is there any specific thing you'd like to know about him?
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Look at you.
Is he married? You can do a follow-up question. As of my last knowledge updated in 2021, Rodney Perry was married to his wife, Ms. Melinda, whoever the fuck that is. However, I don't have any real-time information.
They just made your wife name?
I'm married to a lady named Ms. Melinda, whoever that is.
Oh, man.
You got a question for Chat GPT. You can ask anything.
You can.
You got to kind of ask questions that you can't, you know, because everybody want to ask, like, philosophical. Chat GPT ain't going to answer that shit. Michelle is in the building. Gosman Heifers. Chat GPT is intellectual, so it can't capture the essence of the human emotion.
Right.
Is that true? What you got for the chat, Ferg?
What color was Michael Jackson when he died?
Wow, what a question.
I wish they could paint pictures.
What color or what race?
Well, they're going to give you black, but...
Yeah, for the race.
They're going to give you African-American.
Michael Jackson.
Cause I seen a picture of him when he was getting buried, what he looked like, and he looked like an alien. I was like, "This is what he looked like without the wings on, Jesus."
Like an alien, huh? And we really got aliens here.
How about this shit? Michael Jackson's skin color did change over the years, but at the time of his death in June 2009, he had a lighter skin tone than his original complexion due to a condition called vitiligo. It's important to note that discussing his appearance and skin color can be sensitive, and it's essential to approach the topic with respect and understanding.
Uh-huh.
Get the fuck out of here.
I was about to say, what?
And they said he was definitely lighter, though. Mike Warren, what you got for Chat GPT?
Did I ask her anything?
But you know.
All right.
I would like to see what they know about you. Who is Mike Warren?
Who is Mike Warren?
See what it's saying.
Yeah, go ahead. See what it's at. Because I was just going to ask, is being a passport, bro, worth it?
I don't know what that means, but okay.
That's hilarious.
Then I fuck with you, man.
Probably is.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Finding information on an individual named Mike Worm.
Don't know me yet.
Name maybe
Not yet.
They never look down. It's all right.
They ain't got nothing on you, Mike Worm. What was your other question?
Is being a passport, bro, worth it?
What's a password, bro?
Ask him.
That's crazy if they give you an answer for real.
If they give you an answer, bro, that'll be sick. That I'm gone today.
All right. What I said, what's a passport, bro? A passport, bro, isn't in the it's responding as if I said, what's a passport, bro?
All right. Passport, bro. Yeah, they go all over the world, like the Philippines, and go get a wife and bring them back. And they
is there another word for that? Flow Sword Man, you got something for ChatGPT?
I just realized, Mike Worm, you got nice eyelashes.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, that was just live. Okay.
Are you wearing lashes?
They look good.
Mike Worm, are you wearing lashes? You just not going to answer me?
Yeah, he got to let it go. We got some pinks. It's good. Yeah, I was like, his eyelashes look good. I want to. Yeah, he just batting his eyes, flirting with the camera.
So, Mike Worm, stay right there, boy. You boy. The only reason I feel comfortable asking you this because I used to have fucking gorgeous lashes.
For real?
And I had a barbecue accident. So, I'm on my porch. I got a fucking.
A barbecue.
I got propane, Mike Worm. I got propane fucking grill. So, I light the propane. But I was doing some other shit and I left it closed. And so the propane is building up inside the fucking thing. So when I open it, fire rushes my damn face and scorch all my lashes. So like you can't see it now, but like my lash was like yours. Women be like, oh my God, I like your lashes. And nigga, this shit's all jagged and gone. Fuck it. It's horrible.
Man. Well, I still got lashes. It's just these lashes was put on. Now I wish I could lie and say it was like a joke put on me, but I actually asked for it because I was getting compliments. After like the sixth compliment of I like your eyelashes, you start feeling some type of way in a good way, bro. I just felt like I was out there, you know, like.
And that's what you're doing. I was like, you got your eye that with much.
The sun don't hit your eye. You can feel the wind now. You got to kind of close your eyes a little bit when the wind hit, though, but. Once you in a nice little calm area, it's like it's beautiful. It make your face look different. It brings out you. I love me. Ain't right, nobody seeing me these days now. So,
Victor, question for ChatGPT says, "Is Bitcoin a good investment? What is this going to be a non-answer or a decent answer? What y'all think?
Probably a non.
It's going to probably be in between."
Okay.
Yeah, because we getting away from Bitcoin all of a sudden. I see.
Real quick.
The decision to invest in Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency depends on the variety of factors, including your financial goals, risk tolerance, and market conditions. Bitcoin has experienced significant price volatility in the past, which can lead to substantial gains and losses. So long and short, stay out of that shit.
Yep.
I would.
Yep.
Yeah, I bought some Bitcoin. It never did do nothing. And then nobody could really explain it to me.
I made $21. I was hyped. Right during the pandemic.
It looked like $21. It looked like you won $41 million, but you like, how much does it equal? $21.
It's like video game money.
Mm-hmm. Need that VC.
Word. All right, guys, here we go. Next game up. I appreciate y'all coming on today. Next thing I call this or that. Very simple. Just give me this or that. Which one you think? All right, Ferg.
Okay.
Snitch or go to jail?
What are we snitching on, first of all?
Whatever. Yeah, I'm just.
What talk about?
Hey, I'm finna tell. I'm be like, hey. I'm not finna go to jail for nobody if I know I ain't do it.
Mark, you ain't gonna be locked up for your homies.
Man, I'm not around stupid stuff to be doing something like that.
Don't even do stupid shit. How about that?
Yeah, man, I stay out the way.
All right, Mike Worm.
Hey,
malt liquor or Bud Light?
malt liquor.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I would have to. Bud Lights. Them Bud Lights. I got a story about that. That's funny. Remember that Super Bowl when the Cardinals faced the Steelers? Never forget it. I go up my homie house. My homie's got stairs. We in Philly, so I'm in there already. I can't leave until after the game. They just kept giving me Bud. They just kept giving me Bud Lights. That's why I won't drink it. I'm getting messed up to the point where my feet don't touch the ground. I'm PUIing, pushing under the influence. They popping willies in my chair, bro. They popping willies, and I can't do nothing because I'm zoned out. You ever get that twisted where you zoned out? Me, I can't do nothing. I'm messed up, not going nowhere, but I'm going everywhere at the same time. They pushing me all over the house, bro. I'll never drink that again. I'm very vulnerable when I'm on Bud.
You need to be vulnerable like that. All right, folks, so amazing.
All right, what we got?
This or that, husband or children?
Children.
Really?
Because I
made on this last yesterday on Instagram, and you know they were saying that how could you take the children and you don't have the children without the husband? Like you have to take care of that person first.
I guess I'm so ready to get out the paperwork. I don't care how it happened. I'll be a single mother. Because them niggas grow up and there's no paperwork attached after they 18. You can release them niggas to the street. Yeah, Mary is still some paperwork you got to try to undo.
A lot of paperwork. All right, Ferg, here we go. All right, and Ferg, this or that. Thoughts or church girl?
Think I'm about that.
They the same.
No, they not.
Yes, they are. What? Yes, they are.
What?
Yes, facts.
Yeah, hey, facts, man.
I stuck a dick in the church nursery when I was growing up. So
I'm telling you.
But the way the world's set up, I'm here for thoughts because they're way more fun. Church girls gonna hide that they freaks.
That's why we've had.
Yeah, they get you all the way there and then they stop you.
And Dramina said Ferg wants the thoughts.
Yeah. Uh huh. He knows you.
Hey, all right, moving on. Mike Worm, man. First of all, thank you for coming on the show today. I know what you're gonna say to this, though. All right, Mike Worm, this or that. Thick body or beautiful face?
Beautiful face.
Really?
You know why I won't do a thick body, bro? First off, I don't date anybody who exceeds the maximum capacity. All right. Let me just.
What's the
number? Because I don't know what thick is to a lot of people. You know, like a lot of men say shorty thick and she ain't thick. She fat. Right. And no shame to nobody, but I gotta, you know, I have to have a preference. I got the last thing now. I'm bougie.
You like amusement park. You can't, you gotta be having so many pounds.
Right, exactly. Like, so. It got to be a beautiful face, man. I'll take that over a thick body any day. I promise you.
What's the weight, Claw?
What's the weight, yeah, on your chin?
Well, as long as I don't know how much the chair is. All I know is my leg fill you, okay? If my leg can't hold you, you done, all right? And my legs don't hold a lot, all right? If you weigh more than, what, 24 pack of water, that's already.
That's it.
Okay.
Here we go. Ferg, childhood or adulthood?
I like adulthood because I get to do way more crazy stuff. I did crazy stuff as a kid, but adulthood is like, oof, man, I'm not telling my mom I do a lot of this stuff. She'll find out when I die.
Right. She don't need to be able to just look at it real time. You know, for me, I love being an adult, but you only get to be a child for a short time of your life. So I would love to be a child a little longer. Like I feel like you should be able to stay a childhood till you get 30.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let your parents keep taking care of your ass.
Right, till you're 30.
All right. Well, so amazing. Motion of the Ocean or Well Endowed?
I'm scared of Well Endowed because of what I was brought up on. So I take Motion in the Ocean.
What did mean what I was brought up on?
Yeah,
yeah, that, you got to you gotta go into detail on that part.
Somebody that goddamn gave you the rotten staff.
No, no, I just, Motion in the Ocean is better. Yeah, you don't have to be, because if you got the motion, it doesn't matter if you're Well Endowed. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Hey, none of my business. I don't want to go any further than that.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't want to go any further than that. All right, this is that. Mike Worm. Here we go. Philadelphia or any other city in America?
Any other city in America?
Philadelphia or any other city in America?
Any other city in America? I love Philly. Don't get me wrong. I'm here, but I can't go nowhere. Everything got stairs. I can't even go to the Chinese store. Stairs. I can't go to a show. Stairs. I promise you. You come out here right now, you got a show. Stairs. I'm tired of stairs. I got PTSD off of these stairs, man. I'm done. I won't do it. They got Old City.
That's stuff we all take for granted, man. But
granted.
Ain't nothing wheelchair accessible in Philly.
Nothing. The buses claim they wheelchair accessible until it's time to let the ramp down. Now the ramp broke because y'all done walked over it 50,000 times a day.
Yeah, right.
I can't. Wait. The Uber drivers get mad that I just press Uber ride and not the Lyft, you know, for the wheelchair, because I'll be like messing them up because I'm just be trying to look normal. Nigga, and they get mad at me because they got to break my chair down, put my chair in the back and lift me into the car.
Right.
It's horrible, man. They ignorant.
Hey, man, Mike Worm, you brought this up, man. I think it's a great point, man. Do people help you or are people just not trying to be bothered? You know,
I force them to help me. Oh, I give them eye contact. Okay. First off, I like to go to people when they in groups. If you by yourself, you have the right to be ignorant at any time. You can always be ignorant. But if you with somebody else, say Ferg is with Amazing over here and they walking out, hey brother, excuse me, can you help me up the step real quick? You're gonna have to help me, Ferg, because now she looking at you to
right help me.
I will put you, I'm a manipulator. I will manipulate you quick, man.
Hey, let me tell you this, Mike Worm. Rodney Perry is a fucking great guy. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm gonna tell you why. So I'm just from that scenario you just said, I'm in the airport. I got a long ass layover. Me and Lunel and somebody else, we was in the airport for like 4 or 5 hours. Every hour we stayed, we earned like a free ticket somewhere. And so I've been there maybe 5 hours at this point. I go to the restroom. And I'm taking a shit in the handicap stall. I'm shitting in the handicap stall. And I get a motherfucking knock at my door. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, I'm shitting. He's like, hey, I need to get in there. I'm like, this can't be real.
Wait, how do you say it?
What the hell is that?
He said, I need to get in there. And so I look through the crack. It is a dude in this wheelchair, right? I was like, hey, man, I'm about to wrap it up. So I clean myself up, get out of there. And he's like, he come in, I leave. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. Watch my hands. He's like, hey, don't leave me. Long story short, I helped this man. I wiped this man up, man.
Did you?
I wiped this stranger's a grown ass.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm sorry. I'm in the chair myself, bro. I wouldn't even do that.
I'm better than all y'all. I'm a great fucking guy.
No, listen, you got heaven points for that. You got heaven points.
He just evened out. He shouldn't have been in the handicap stall to begin with. Let's go back a little bit.
If it's between me and shitting on myself in that stall, I'm going motherfucking shit.
You passed 3-4 stalls before you got to the The handicap stall is all in the back, Rodney. Stop playing with me.
It was people in the other ones.
I shame people. I'm that person. I thought it was me until you spoke of what he said.
And I'm guilty. I'm guilty, Worm. I will go past them little studio apartment ass styles because you can't really turn in them things. Yeah, you can't.
So how you think I feel when I gotta get out my chair to get into your stall because y'all in that stall? Now my wheelchair there, depending on how the building is, my chair might back up a little bit because it might be on a, you know, buildings don't always be even. So now my chair is on the other side of the bathroom. I got to ask you to help me to get my chair back. No, that's a lot.
Right, telling y'all. Here goes, guys. Flo so amazing. Uncle Phil or Dr. Huxtable?
Hell nah, I ain't being put to sleep. I'm going to go with Dr. Phil.
That's crazy.
I'm not being put to sleep. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's so fucking hilarious.
That's
funny. I Ferg, here we go, man. Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy or no, that's bad. I don't even say that. That's really good. That's all canceled. All right,
he's about to say something crazy.
Potato salad or baked beans?
I'm going potato salad.
Really?
Yeah, man. My auntie make good potato salad. That's how you know when you keep a woman. If she make good potato
salad. Good potato salad?
Anybody make baked beans, Fox can make baked beans. But if somebody make potato salad, they love you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Here we go. Great show today. First of all, thank you. My name is Roddy Perry. Tune in to Roddy Perry Live. My friends for today, Mr. Mike Worman's in the building.
Beep, 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 beep.
And Flo So Amazing. You know, I asked Mike Worman about his name. Ferg, what is Ferg? Is that your family name?
That's my last name. I just cut it down to my last name, Ferguson. So I just called.
Okay.
You are Ferguson.
Yeah.
Ferguson is a big plantation. That was a lot of Fergusons out there.
Yeah, but mine not spelled the regular name. Like, we got the slavery. Not gonna be like the rest of y'all, and we spell our Ferguson wrong.
So let me ask you this: who changed it, or did it change? Well, y'all,
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. My daddy's side part Muslim, so that might be them that changed it. Don't know. I just know they grew up Muslim and they be changing their names when they want to. But
hey, why not? Why not?
And Ferg, you should model. Have somebody. You need to be modeling.
Is that your way of telling him handsome?
No, I've been told him that years ago because, you know, what happened with Matt Rife's career kind of took off when he started doing both things, too. Yeah.
He looked like a lesbian lady, though. But, yeah,
he does.
He do. Matt Rife looked like a little lesbian that be upset at the man.
He too tall to be a lesbian, though.
He too tall. Yeah, I'm
in it. It's weird. It's a weird place to be as a black man because you for people to be like, hey, we like the way you look and take pictures. Don't nobody really tell you that as a man. It's just
right. So that's why you need to try these eyelashes for a day.
You should be a model. Or
compliments. I'm challenging. Just gearing me up. I'm ready.
Yeah, my nigga, you handsome. All right, Mike. Here we go. Let's get to some trivia. What does the acronym YOLO stand for? What does YOLO stand for?
You only live once.
Damn, you ain't even.
Let's get into Mike Worm, but yeah.
You only live once.
Flo So Amazing. Flo So Amazing. The dance move that became popular after Michael Jackson's Thriller is
the electric slide. I don't know. I don't even know my. I don't even know my hands. I don't know.
The Thriller, the dance move became popular. Mike Worm, you know?
The moonwalk.
That became popular off a different Michael Jackson song.
Well, you know, I don't dance. Like, I don't care about any fucking dances. But I'm sorry. Like, I don't care, bro. Like, y'all gonna give me a dance question. Like, I'm out here just over here like, yup, that's my next move. No.
All right. Ferg, I don't know that.
I don't know that one because I was gonna say the moonwalk, but it wasn't for Thriller.
It was the Thriller was the zombie dance, is what it's called.
Okay, that was the name of it.
All right, Mike Worm, I'm sure you don't give a damn about this. What fictional city does Batman operate in?
An wheelchair accessible city.
Oh, there ain't no, ain't nothing but steps in Mother Gotham.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing but steps.
None. That's worse than Philly. All right. All right.
Ferg, who is the queen of hip hop soul?
Gotta be Mary J. Blige.
It's got to be motherfucking Mary J. Blige.
That's the only person.
Facts.
With them boots on. She made good potatoes. I bet you.
All right. You might be, you can look at Ferg's hat. Flows are amazing. He has the words blessed AF. What does the AF stand for?
As fuck.
Or and fiscally responsible. I don't know.
Oh, I doubt it.
What?
What?
Yo.
You're the first person I heard say that.
Ever.
And you can use that for the people who don't like to cuss, blessed, and physically, what you say, something responsible.
Physically responsible.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Worm, which actor played Neo in The Matrix?
Actor that walked, probably. So.
I'm just trying to,
you know, what actor played Neo in The Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
I know that one.
I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I don't watch a lot of movies. Look, I didn't even watch The Players Club. So
that's okay. Wow. That the answer to that question is Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves.
Oh, you should have knew that one, buddy.
I grew up straight home.
Okay.
Nothing but church girls in my life.
I mean, it was kissing in the mouth in the back of the church.
I was the drummer.
Oh yeah, through him. You were running through him.
He had the sticks.
Amazing. What rapper entrepreneur is known for the clothing line Sean John?
P. Diddy.
That is correct.
Ding.
You don't have no bells for this, Rodney? No.
I thought
no.
I had
no bells.
Pumping in the crowd?
Nope, that's not it. Nope.
Oh, he got the whole pad over there.
And didn't use one of them. Them things collected dust. He did.
Maybe I can do that.
Could have been hitting us with the bling.
Right? That's probably where the live button was the whole time.
You know this, but this is tough. In the movie Superbad, the main character's name are Seth and Evan. Oh shit. I'm sorry. I gave the answer. I'm a fucking idiot.
That was I was like, I know that movie, but that was gonna get crazy.
My favorite movie, Avatar.
Yes, it is. Hey y'all, great show today, man. Thank y'all for coming on. Mike Worm, how do we stay in touch, bro?
Hey, look, just keep in touch with me. My tag is right here at Comedian Mike Worm on Instagram, or just Mike Worm on Facebook. Just DM me for bookings. I'm available at all costs.
At all costs. You heard the man. Hey, Ferg, man, how do we stay in touch, bro?
I should have put my name down there like Mike did, but it's
right.
I didn't think about it. Like, damn, Mike did it. He know. Ferg, what up? YOFURG and what up at the end? You'll see. You can book me through there. Call me, email me, preferably. But yeah, that's where you can find me on everything.
You have a podcast too that's taking off.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That's a real thing in my life. Until y'all say it, people really watch it. Yeah, I got a podcast called No Draws, where we come in and just talk crazy about life.
No Draws.
Do you not wear draws?
Like I do. Okay. It came from my mama, and my mama don't be wearing drawers, and then my best friend be wearing drawers, and they and I'd be like,
okay,
crazy
lady,
family.
Rodney won a number.
I don't know. I'm over at the house full of women, and they love to walk around naked. And I'm like, put your fucking clothes. If you're in the common areas, put your clothes on.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah. Like that.
All right, Flow So Amazing, how do we stay in touch?
You can find me on all social media. I keep it simple, Flow So Amazing.
Oh, Andromeda says their podcast is fire too.
It is. Drama is fire too.
Yeah, absolutely fire. Mm-hmm. I'm cracking up Rodney getting canceled for asking. What did she say? I'm cracking up Rodney getting canceled for asking a man and then about dancing. First of all, the man has fucking beautiful ass lashes. How about
he that? Has beautiful eyes? Yes,
lashes is incredible. All right, and he's got frosted tips.
For real, they frosted.
That's what they call it, right?
Not the eyelashes, your hair.
The hair. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been working on this for like 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, guys. I think that's our show for today, man. Thank y'all. We got through the technical difficulty at the top of the show, but we made it. We put together a pretty quality show today. I can't thank y'all enough. Flo, so amazing. You're awesome as per usual. Mm-hmm. Oh, did y'all see this past weekend, before we go, there was a meteor shower. Did anybody see it?
No. No, not this one. I seen the last one, but not this one.
Oh, you did? You seen one before?
Yeah, when I was in Texas, you know, Texas got clear skies, especially right down there in Galveston. You just see them all.
Missed it. So that was a meteor shower this past weekend on Friday and Saturday. And if you get to a place where it was dark enough, you could see these, these meteors coming. And I guess nobody cares about that with me, but I thought it was.
No, I would have went out. I would have went out, but I only got a rental chair now. So if I had my other chair, I would have, went out there.
You might get fucking struck by a meteor and be a fucking meteor. Right.
That's true. I was thinking about getting tased by the cops because they said the shock therapy, in your spine. So maybe if they hit me, it'll
reset some things.
Yeah, maybe it'll reset some things. That's all I'm saying.
Bullshit. I know you're joking, man, but that's also how they stop kids from being cross-eyed. When I was growing up, it was a lot of my peers that was cross-eyed. And what they do they take and they tap the kids on that soft spot.
In real life, because Rodney's 7.
That motherfucker reset their eyes, I swear to God.
Like an old school TV, just pop. Oh, we back on channel 7.
You can't hit it with your tap with your finger right in the sun. Because you don't want to hit them too hard and go up in their brain. But if you
just light tap.
Soft skin.
That's
that it. We about to go down a road we can't go back from.
Yeah.
Very live. It's about to go crazy. Hey, y'all. Great show today. Thank you, Ferg. Thank you, Mike Worman. Thank you, Flo. So amazing. Yeah. In that respect, see y'all on the other side.
Thank God.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.